This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A Turkish court has convicted an American pastor of terror charges, but ruled that the 2 years he already spent detained means he will not serve additional time and is free to leave the country. The detention of Andrew Brunson sparked a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. Friday's court ruling appeared to pave the way for the pastor to return to the United States. Turkey says they have proof Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was murdered last week by a team of 15 Saudi agents, a contention that Saudi Arabia has called baseless. Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College tells VOA all this is creating tense times for an alliance which includes the U.S.
The big picture is that as the United States in particular, and as well Saudi Arabia, are trying to coordinate an international bulwark against Iran, that this spat, a very serious spat that's resulting from this disappearance, notably between Saudi Arabia and Turkey, but also now dragging in the United States, could put serious pressures on that alliance against Iran.
The alliance has issues with Iranian involvement in the region. Residents and rescue workers in Florida and other southeastern U.S. states were in the midst of recovering Friday from the devastation inflicted by Hurricane Michael, the remnants of which have moved out into the Atlantic Ocean. North Carolina was another state that was hit hard, just like Florida, their Governor Roy Cooper.
We saw wind gusts of almost 70 miles an hour in the Outer Banks, rain totaling almost 10 inches in Allegheny County, and most things in between. This morning, nearly 500,000 North Carolina homes and businesses are without power.
Before it swept out to sea, Michael claimed at least 11 lives. This is VOA.